Emmett Burke, a young upstart from Chicago, has big plans. Since 2013, he's been making Chicago-style deep-dish pizzas at his restaurant Emmett's in New York City. His goal? To win over the hearts and bellies of New Yorkers.
Really, any pizza lover, any true pizza lover, there's something to love about deep-dish pizza.
There's just one caveat.
You know, as long as you have an open mind.
And there's where Emmett's got a big problem. New York is the home of the classic thin slice pizza. In New Yorkers' eyes, if you can't fold it, it's not pizza. Especially not Chicago-style deep dish.
Deep dish pizza is way too expensive for my budget. I live in New York City, so I prefer a regular slice, a thin slice, for $2.75. That's the max.
But you know, the problem with deep dish pizza is it makes you feel like shit afterwards. After you eat it, you feel like you're gonna barf.
Have you ever tried a Chicago deep dish pizza?
Of course, yeah, a couple times. And I came back to New York fast. This is not a pizza.
But Chicago deep dish pizza, it does fall apart. And it's kind of soggy, and, you know, wimpy, and it wilts. You can't just grab it and go. To me, it's not a pleasant eating experience.
That last guy is Joe Pizzoli Jr., vice president of Famous Joe's Pizza Inc., otherwise known as Joe's. Joe's has been a New York thin slice staple since 1975, when it was founded by Joe Jr.'s father.
So if someone came from Mars and said, you know, I want to taste the most popular food, I think you would give them pizza. Ideally, I think it would be New York pizza. And I want people to think, when they think of New York pizza, to think of Joe's.
At the original Joe's in Greenwich Village, tourists, students, and native New Yorkers stream in a single file line through the door, as dozens of pizzas are served up in an hour. It's chaotic, but it has a charm that's unique to Joe's. Because of the rush at Joe's, Joe Jr. and I opt to meet around the corner at a local cafe. There, I sit down with Joe Jr. to get his expert opinion. Why the heck do New Yorkers hate deep dish pizza so much?
The Chicago-style pizza, which we don't even consider pizza, it's a totally different product, is because people that live in New York, when they think pizza, they think of something like our product, deep dish. It's kind of foreign to them. To be honest, I'm not a fan. I don't see the appeal of it.
Wow. Pretty harsh, Joe. Alas, it seems like Joe Jr.'s pizza biases are simply a product of his upbringing, like so many other New Yorkers.
My earliest memories are my dad bringing home this thin-sliced pizza. I was probably eating pizza while I was still on baby formula. Maybe it's all my fault, I just can't adapt. So there you have it.
With New Yorkers like Joe Jr. around, Emmett faces some pretty big hurdles. I meet up with Emmett at his restaurant, not far from Washington Square Park. It's a cozy place with red doors, wooden bar stools, and Cubs logos scattered everywhere. Decked out in a blue Cubs jacket, Emmett seems right at home. But the pizza business didn't come naturally to him at first. We reminisce about his struggles, and the conversation takes an unexpectedly raunchy turn.
So how long did it take you to perfect your deep dish pizza? Like, did you need to go through like several tries, several iterations before you found the right pie?
Several thousand.
That is quite a lot of pizza dough.
Yeah, it was. You know, what do they say about sex and pizza? You know, even when it's bad, it's okay. So, you know, I would still eat it, but it was never that good.
But eventually, Emmett made good pizza, really good. He launches into a spiel about what makes a great deep dish pizza.
More sauce, more cheese, more toppings. And anyone who likes pizza is not going to complain about more cheese, more sauce, more toppings, right? So it's a lot more flavorful. The sauce that we use has a bit more zest to it.
I'm just too tempted. So I give in. I sample a slice of Emmett's deep dish, and it really is as delightful as he says. But I think it's going to take a little more than a lot of cheese to convince a cynical New Yorker like Joe Jr. So I push Emmett to describe that feeling of eating a really good deep dish pizza.
That's more of an X-rated explanation.
Please tell us.
But no, it's obviously a lot different than just taking like a New York slice and folding it, right? It's bigger. It's more flavorful. It's got crunch, but it's also soft, and, you know, there's a lot going on there. It's a very, very overwhelming, you know, it's a sensual experience, you know?
I'm not exactly sure if that explanation would convince Joe Jr., but I have to give Emmett kudos for trying. What did Emmett's friends have to say about him opening up a deep dish pizza place in New York? Did they think he was crazy?
Well, most of my friends thought I've been crazy my entire life, so this was really no exception.
Following up on that, I ask Emmett what's the worst thing a New Yorker has ever said to him about his pizza. He hesitates, but says,
"Wow. We'll try to keep it PG and not use a lot of the language that's been said. I think if they could have, they would have literally picked us up and thrown us back to Chicago. These are things I try not to dwell on, but, you know, they've drawn some lines in the sand, let's put it that way. It's an uphill battle, but we're happy to fight it here.
Uphill battle indeed. And now, here is Emmett's closing argument, his last line of defense against all the deep dish haters in New York, like Joe Jr.
I think we've all been around long enough to know that haters are going to hate.
So, I have just one last question. Can Emmett's deep dish pizza survive in a city like New York?
I don't know about surviving, but we're thriving. That kind of lays the story to rest.
But what about Joe Jr.? After all that trash talk, does he really think that Chicago-style pizza can make it in New York?
To be honest, I don't know if anything can survive in the city anymore. You know, outside of Citibank and Starbucks, I see no reason why he couldn't. There's room. It's a big city.
It's hardly a resounding victory, but in a city like New York, any concession is a home run for this deep dish underdog.